Hi, Peter. Thank you.
I want to start off for people who maybe haven't read your piece. Can you just describe the experience in the grocery store that you wrote about and why that moment was so pivotal for you?
It was a pivotal moment because it was a very emotional moment. I was in the grocery store about 4 months after the pandemic started, and one of the store clerks was giving me very long, lingering stares, and they weren't friendly. I finished my shopping and I notice every time I come up the aisle, she's standing at the opening of her lane, her checkout lane. And I am almost done and I've realized I forgot my daughter's request of buying acai powder. And I had been looking for it, but then I kind of forgot. So I just said, oh, you know what? I'm just going to ask her. I said, excuse me, do you know where the acai powder is? And as I was talking, she was backing away from me. So I sort of stepped forward, thinking she can't hear me. And keep in mind, we were still distance. But as I stepped forward, she backed away again. And I'm talking, and I said, usually, it's near the flaxseed. Do you folks carry it here? And then that's when she put her hands up and completely backed into the aisle, far, far away from me, and turned around and started to leave. And as she left, she looked over her shoulder halfway and said, I have no idea what you're talking about, but the tofu is over there. And then raised her arm and her hand and pointed to the left side of the store and walked away from me.
And how would you describe what you felt in that moment?
In that moment, I felt stunned. In the moment that she left and I was still standing there by myself, I actually, first I said, did I ask for tofu? No, I didn't ask for tofu. And then I realized that it was a racial insult. It was a racial comment to me. And that because she had her hands up, her body language and her facial expressions and her voice was essentially saying to me that I'm a threat to her. And I realized then that she was doing that to me because I'm Asian, I'm Korean, and because we were just right in the very thick of the fear of the coronavirus, and she perceived me as a threat, I guess.
If you encountered another incident of racism like the one you experienced in the grocery store, how do you think you would respond now?
I know exactly how I would respond. I would speak from my heart and I would ask a question and I would say, what's happening here? What's going on here? Or, depending on the situation, if I go back and I think if I had had these tools of communication when I was younger, I would say, what does that mean? What do you mean by that? And I would just ask for some dialogue.
You're a mother, so how do you talk to your kids about race and racial identity?
We have lived in diverse places where when we talked about race, we talked about our race. We would talk about, oh, my Korean background or, my husband lived in Japan about, the Japanese culture. After this food store incident happened, I sat on it. I tend to do that in moments of pain. I kind of keep things to myself until I can process them and then talk about them. And that may not be the right way, but it's my way. And so a couple of days later, I talked to my family about it. And it was in that moment that they too revealed that they had also experienced racial comments to them at school. And it broke my heart.
Towards the end, you write about how this whole experience pushed you or inspired you rather to reach out to your Black friends and hear more about their lived experiences. What was that like?
It was really some of the first conversations that I've had directly about race. I was saying to someone earlier that, I would never pick up the phone and call, a BIPOC friend of mine, a Black friend of mine who, and say out of the blue, okay, let's talk about race. It just sometimes just doesn't happen. Peter, it's like you just want to be friends and you want to enjoy the moment together and you don't want to talk about these heavy things. But when the country changed and we were exposed to that horrible death of George Floyd, it really just provided, although it was very painful, it provided the opportunity to really go there and say, I've never talked to you about this. We've had great, great experiences in our relationship as friends, but this is something that I never said. How does your heart feel? What has it been like for you? And that's when I get stories that are very similar of mine and worse. And I think that's something that I really have to call out, is that what happened to me in the food store is so small. It's such a small thing compared to what people of color and people in the BIPOC community have had to deal with. And it really just allowed me to open my heart to be able to hear my friends and their experiences.
Well, Cindy, thank you very much for speaking with me and sharing your perspective. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Peter. Thanks so much.